The Harpy and the Dragon by Marie Lipscomb and read by Connie McQueen for Saga Egmont. Content guidance, potential spoilers. The main characters of this story are definitely on the darker grey end of the morality scale, and the book includes potentially triggering scenes of violence, blood, death, and one instance of the heroine being whipped with a riding crop. For a portion of the story, the hero intends to ride out to meet his death and has thoughts of the world being better off without him. However, he does not go through with the plan. There are also scenes with characters eating food, drinking alcohol, and using bad language. There are multiple explicit scenes of vaginal, oral, and anal sex. In all instances of anal sex, the hero is enthusiastically receiving and the heroine is eagerly giving. This story ends with a child-free, happily ever after. To new beginnings. And for anyone who has ever been told to smile more. A summary of events from previous books. After 12 years of petitioning the Champions Guild, Lady Natalie Blackmere was beyond excited to host the Champions Grand Tourney. Known for being the strongest and most skilled fighters in all Aldland, the Champions were her heroes. Determined to meet them as a commoner and not as a noblewoman, Natalie disguised herself as a barmaid. After hearing reports of bandits on nearby roads, she dispatched the entirety of her castle's guard to deal with the problem and to ensure her people's safety, and spent the night serving drinks to the champions. There she met Brandon the Bear, once the greatest champion who ever lived, and that is where their love story began. But among the champions was Henry Purcell, the most recent winner of the Grand Tourney. Handsome, skilled, and a firm believer in his own fame. Seeking to win favour with the noblewoman and further his reputation, he paid bandits to attack the village, with the aim of fighting them off and becoming a hero. His plan failed when the bandits betrayed him, seeing an opportunity to take the town and its castle for themselves after finding it unguarded. One of the few surviving champions after the attack, Henry fled into Blackmere's woods alongside Brandon, another champion named Genevieve, and a barmaid from the tavern. There he attempted to rectify the situation, pleading with Lady Blackmere's allies in the hopes that his mess could be fixed. When the barmaid was revealed to be none other than the noblewoman herself, Henry saw an opportunity to not only gain riches, but to be free of the Champions Guild, which would no doubt punish him when word of his betrayal reached the Guildmaster. Henry proposed to Lady Blackmere, offering to fight for her in exchange for her hand in marriage, but when she refused, he fled, knowing the likelihood that the bandits would reveal it was he who had hired them. Returning to the Champions Guild, Henry set to work convincing the Guildmaster that he had done no wrong, so that when Brandon the Bear returned to the Guild, the groundwork would be laid on which he would build the case for his innocence. So began a fraught year at the Champions Guild, with Lady Natalie Blackmere acting as a squire to Brandon the Bear while continuing their forbidden relationship in secret. If they were to be discovered, Brandon would be stripped of his titles and cast out of the guild. Knowing this, Henry used it as leverage to ensure Brandon and Natalie would not have him expelled from the guild. When the time came for the Midsummer Melee, Henry was determined to win, his ambition consuming him to the point where he purposefully injured a fellow champion, Darius. And when, to Henry's horror, Brandon the Bear was revealed to be back at the top of his game and defeated the younger champion, Henry attacked the moment Brandon let his guard down. Arrested in West Garden.